Hong Kong is home to just over 7 million people, or 6,690 people per square kilometer, making it one of the most densely populated places and one of the most competitive real estate markets in the world. Space is limited and expensive, and brokers will do almost anything to snag a listing. Enter Spacious.hk, a tech startup guiding expats and younger Hong Kongers to discounted listings as long as they're willing to put up with a few ghosts. The service offers deals on places where someone has died, something locals, especially the older generations, will not touch. Justin Heifetz is a freelance reporter based in Hong Kong. We found his article about the haunting practices of the Hong Kong real estate market on Motherboard. And Justin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
How dramatically does an at-home death impact the price of a listing?
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but it actually depends on the tragedy. Unfortunately, in Hong Kong, because this is such a frenetic, busy city, suicide isn't all too uncommon. So a suicide in an apartment won't bring the price down too much. A homicide, however, will really dramatically affect the price of an apartment. One example we can look at is the prestigious J Residence in Wan Chai, which is right near our central financial district. A banker there allegedly murdered two sex workers, and that has actually just gone to trial. His luxurious one-bedroom apartment actually went back on the market for 50% of the price, and that was for over $3,500 US for just that one bedroom a month. So you can imagine how luxurious it actually was.
Wow.
So it really depends on the tragic event.
That's pretty macabre. But this so-called haunted overlay, how many apartments are affected?
You really wouldn't believe it. If you go to Spacious HK and you select that filter over the map.
Wait, you can actually select a filter that says haunted apartment?
You can. You go right on the map and select a filter that says haunted apartment, and these little friendly ghosts pop up all over Hong Kong. And you just wouldn't believe how many tragic events there are. In the office there, they actually have a team that takes reports from the police blotter, local media, and they keep sort of a running tab of what's going on.
Wow. Okay, so these little ghosts, that is not something that the older generation fool around with. What's going on there? What's behind this belief that you can't live in a place where someone's died?
In Hong Kong, despite what a modern metropolis this is, the local Cantonese take feng shui very seriously. The government has spent absolutely billions in making sure that new luxurious complexes aren't just nice, but that they're feng shui. Some of those factors include having an open floor plan or that the views look at the mountain or the sea. Cantonese people who are not just millennials or, of course, not expats still take that very, very seriously. And, of course, that also includes not having ghosts in the apartment.
Okay, but is just the place where the apartment is or the death occurred in specific apartments affected, not whole buildings?
See, that's a very good question. And there are no hard and fast rules when it comes to that because feng shui isn't an exact science. If you look at the J residence in the apartment where the sex workers were allegedly murdered, it turns out that the whole building was actually affected because the wealthy Chinese owners there around that apartment didn't want to live there anymore. So they started moving out from the whole building. And then, of course, all of the prices start falling.
I'm sorry to ask this because it's, you know, so tragic that you said a lot of suicides. So what if somebody jumps off a building, for example?
That's a great question, too. And it happens all too often in Hong Kong. And yes, that does reduce the price of all the apartments in the building.
So this gave one company an edge, a tech startup. Who's actually buying?
We see the trend go with wealthier expats who move into wealthier neighborhoods. One example of those neighborhoods is Po Hing Fong, which is very close to the Central Financial District. Because of the feng shui there, it's actually just built on bad fault lines. It was where the bubonic plague broke out in Hong Kong, and Chinese owners don't want to buy or even rent property there. However, it's still very expensive, and that doesn't stop wealthier expats from investing in it. And the property boom there is unbelievable, just not with Chinese owners or renters.
Is there a risk there, then, of segregating the city, you know, traditional local people separated from the expats?
I don't think there's too much of a risk of segregation because younger Chinese people here aren't afraid of ghosts. So the feng shui isn't keeping, millennial Chinese people out of these neighborhoods. And of course, when it comes down to it, there are still going to be risky Chinese investors, and segregation really isn't an issue too much in Hong Kong.
So younger Chinese aren't afraid of ghosts. What about their parents? What do they have to say about their kids moving into these places?
I think that's a great question. It's so funny because I heard so many stories during that article that if those younger Chinese kids, basically, they want their dream apartment, maybe they're getting married and they finally find the one they love, but it's a haunted apartment and it comes down to it and their parents say no, they can't have the apartment in the end.
Well, Justin, thanks for the report from Haunted Hong Kong.
Thank you for having me.
Justin Heifetz, he's a freelance reporter based in Hong Kong, and we found his article about the haunting practices of the real estate market there on Motherboard. You'll find a link to read it at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.